There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Football season GM Shuffle podcast. Must listen for every football fan. Michael Lombardi gives his opinions and goes off on players, teams, coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday throughout the football season. He'll eviscerate Denver today. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcast.
Well, here we go then, Paul. You brought it up with the read there. Michael Lombardi joins the program now, as he does every single Monday at this time. Happy post-Thanksgiving, Michael. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, this is like a weekly thing, but they deserve it. The Denver Broncos. I said last Monday, a week ago today, I said, how the hell are they favored on the road against anybody? And then you get the Sam Darnold news that he's going to be the quarterback for the Panthers, and then the Panthers start taking money. And I don't know how much of that game that you watched yesterday, but, I mean, is there a worse situation, all things considered, and is there a worse quarterback in the league right now than Russell Wilson?
Well, I don't know if there's one. I mean, I watched the whole game because my son's the quarterback coach there, so I watched and paid close attention. The thing that bothered me the most about Denver, and if you own the team, And if you are George Payton, the general manager, I mean, the team played lethargic. There's no harmony on the team. You can just see a disconnect. And their offense is really bad. And Wilson was just horrible. He can't escape anymore. He has no burst. He has no athleticism. And you take athleticism away from him. It's like when Allen Iverson lost his quickness as a player. He lost his whole game. He wasn't big enough to go play anywhere else. And once he lost that quickness, he lost his step and that ability to get to the rim. It's the same thing with Wilson. He's lost that step to escape. He can't make any loose plays. In fact, you want him on the run. And it's kind of like it was the game wasn't as close as the score was. Really, it wasn't. I mean, the Panthers only threw the ball 19 times. Darnold managed the game effectively. Mm-hmm. They made a couple plays. And they ran the ball on a Denver defense, which was the strength, but Denver's defense is tired of playing doubleheaders. There's no denying that. They're
yes.
tired of playing doubleheaders.
Yes.
You know, and you could see the frustration. I mean, you know, the team's 4-for-14 on third down. I mean, they can't. I mean, the Panthers won this game being 2-for-12 on third down. Think about that.
Yep.
They were 2-for-12 on third down and still won the game. So I don't know how Nathaniel Hackett – and look, I worked with his father, Paul. I love Paul. Paul's a tremendous guy. I feel bad for him, but I don't know how, if you're the owner of the Broncos, how you're going to continue down this road. I think you got to make a coach change. I would be shocked by 4 o'clock today if they didn't do that.
Oh, really? I'm with you. There's no reason in keeping the guy around because he's gone anyways. I'm with you. And it just gets worse, right? That could be the second or third overall pick, and they have to ship it to Seattle.
Right. And the thing is the team's not playing with any energy. I mean, that's when, yep. when as an executive, when you're watching your team, you know, people were all the Raiders should fire McDaniels. And when you watch the Raiders, they were playing hard. They were playing as well as they could play. The problem was they weren't playing well, but their team had energy. And you could see winning two road games in overtime, that team wasn't quitting on the coach. When you watch Denver, it's a completely different story. You feel like they're doing something that they're just not buying into the program. They're not buying what he's selling because they don't believe it. Whether Clint Kubiak calls plays or whether he calls plays, it's not there.
Well, and now you're seeing teammates of Russ go over to the sideline and just they're not afraid anymore. They're like, you're supposed to be the leader. I don't care. And now they're basically eviscerating him right in his face.
No doubt. And you know, when your best player isn't your best player, you got problems.
Yeah.
And when he acts like he's still your best player, when he acts like a diva, when it's always somebody else's fault, you know, that's the issue. I mean, this season's over with for them, and they're going to have to figure it out. And George Payton has two jobs as a general manager. You got to hire the coach, and you got to pick the quarterback. And so far, he's 0-2.
So then for the Panthers side, I mean, they're in this thing in the NFC South. They can still win this division. It's not a good division overall, but – Who do you think wins this drop? We talked about this earlier today, Michael. The drop off that's not getting talked about enough, possibly here nationally, is going from Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles as a coach for the Buccaneers. And then on top of all this, is this the week they play? The Buccaneers play the Saints. Is this the week New Orleans goes back to Jameis Winston?
You know, I mean, I watched that Bucs game this morning. I was watching it yesterday. I was paying attention to the Panther game in that window. I mean, you know, when you get the ball with two, when Brady gets the ball with to run the game out, he's got a 7-point lead. You've got to be able to do that. They run a play and they lose 3 yards. Then they call a pass play. Then they call a pass and it's incomplete. Then he gets sacked. 14 seconds later, they're punting the ball back to Cleveland with a chance to tie the game. Their execution in the fourth quarter was a disaster. Their game strategy was a disaster. And their defense, when they needed a stop, they couldn't get that one stop. I mean, I know Njoku made the great one-handed catch, but look, I don't know who the best team is there. I thought this would be a game. I like Tampa in this game yesterday. I thought Tampa would come out and play and move the football. Who hasn't moved the ball on the Cleveland Browns?
I know.
I mean, who hasn't moved the ball on them? Everybody has. And Brady just doesn't look the same. He's missed a lot of throws. I think the Saints have to go to Winston. I don't know who the best team is. I think Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta's going to beat Washington yesterday if the ball doesn't get tipped.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, you know, they're going to be – I mean, Atlanta just hangs around. I know they went to Cincinnati and got blown out, but, you know, they ran the ball effectively against a good Washington team. I don't think you can count this Atlanta team out. They got Terrell back in the secondary, which I think helped them. But I don't know who the best team is. Look, if Carolina got any play from their quarterback, any at all, for the entire season, Matt Rhule wouldn't be at Nebraska, and they'd probably be winning the South.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, Wilkes has done a nice job, too, though. That surprised the hell out of me, too. He's done a hell of a job. The other thing, serious injury to Wirfs, could be. And what do you expect out of Watson now as he comes back Sunday?
I don't know what to make on Watson. I think you got to be really careful here because, you know, he's going down to play Houston, which can it get any worse than Houston, seriously?
Oh, boy.
I mean, they go from bad to bad to badder. I mean, you know, they're going to have all these picks.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with them. It's the perfect team to go play, but, you know, I think you got to be really careful. You got to rely on Chubb. And the one thing about Houston, they can't play any run defense. They're, you know, they're running a defense that was back in the 2000s that people just attack left and right. So I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to me, if I were Kevin Stefanski, I would really rely on Chubb, try to get that running game and try to ease Watson back into the flow and not allow him to have to put the burden of the game on his shoulders.
If you were in charge in Green Bay, and I know that they operate a little bit differently, they have a GM, but no owner, the fans own the team, would you push to make the move starting pretty much right now to Jordan Love after what happened to Aaron Rodgers last night, getting hurt yet again?
You know, I think you got to find the value. I think a lot of it's going to come down. You're not going to be able to walk in there and tell Rodgers you're not playing if he's healthy.
Nope.
You know, and you're not going to be able to sell yourself to the team that you're playing Love. When you do that, the team quits on you. The team says, look, football's not like we're going for next year. It's not like baseball, you know, where you can, you know, let's play for next year. Football's a sport that you got to be winning right now. And if he's not healthy, certainly go to Love. But if he is healthy, you got to go back to Rodgers. Because at the end of the day, you just gave Rodgers a huge contract.
Yeah.
And he's going to be on your team next year. So, like, where are we going with this Love boat? Like, we're not going anywhere. You know, we're going to have Rodgers. We got to figure this whole thing out. And once again, I thought we saw LaFleur and Barry. I mean, that was as bad a game plan as you could come up with against. I mean, it was as bad as you could come up with. I mean, first of all, you got to control the football the whole time. You can't get off the field. It looked like they've never practiced against the six-back offense. I mean, truly, you're playing Oklahoma when you're playing Philadelphia. They're going to get the quarterback involved in a run game from the first play.
That was embarrassing, Michael.
Running the
it
same
really
stuff.
Was. And it shows a lack of team speed on this Green Bay defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
They couldn't tackle. They couldn't make a play in space. And then when they had to make a play in coverage, they couldn't do it. And the Eagles, which had been struggling all through it, put 40 up there, and now we've got the parade down Broad Street back again.
Yes, you're right.
It took one game,
Right, but that, good job offensively. What do you make of the Beckham, staying in that division, the Beckham news, and if Dallas is going to get him?
Well, I mean, look, I don't know what Beckham is medically. I mean, how many times does a guy come off an ACL and looks the same? Now he comes off with a second ACL. Like, everybody just assumes Beckham's going to be Beckham who made the one-handed catch in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, last year, when he was playing for Cleveland, it was struggling. He went to the Rams. He gave him a little juice. But remember, Kupp was getting all the attention. You know, like, to me, I'm not sure Beckham's going to be 100%, nor does he add this what the media thinks is this incredible blue-chip top-five receiver. Let's stop with that. I mean, I think he'll be average at best, and we'll see what happens.
Do you have any opinion on the Monday night game tonight as the Colts are laying below a field goal at home to the Steelers?
Well, I can't wait to listen to Jeff Sutton this Saturday, how he's just an incredible coach and leader, and he's one in a million, as his owner said. So I'll be muting the game completely on that note. But, look, I think the Steelers play hard. You know, I think Kenny Pickett – now, this Colt defense is really fast. Kenny Pickett's going to have throws within it that he can make. He's got to react quickly. They played well against the Bengals in the first half last week. They just didn't have enough juice. This game's going to come down to, can Pittsburgh create Matt Ryan to turn the ball over? That's how you got to beat the Colts. The Colts will turn the ball over. You got to create those turnovers with your front and your pressure.
You can catch the Lombardi Line weekdays from noon until 2 Eastern and weekdays from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern right here on VSiN. Michael, enjoy the game tonight. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Be good.
You're the best.
So he said he doesn't know how Hackett has a job by like 4 o'clock today.
Yeah. Interesting.
I would keep my eyes open for something like
that. That's right.
Then.
Yep. He's nails. Yeah, he's right, too, about the NFC and AFC East. Patriots are in last place, 6-5. Washington in last place, 7-5. Hot. Heinicke, all he does is cash tickets. South?
Favored against the Giants this weekend.
Right. South? One team. AFC, NFC South. One team with a winning record.
Amazing.
Tennessee. Tampa in first place, under 500.
Who wins that?
Incredible.
You had to make a bet today.
I'd still take Brady, but I'm not in love with it. I want to see the Wirfs injury report, the update as well.
I think they
Carolina's got a shot. They already beat them.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I think the Buccaneers can lose next Monday.
Oh, sure they can.
Yeah, they should have lost to the Saints the first time around.
You got to move on from Dalton. It's enough already. I said it 2 weeks ago. I mean, he's not doing anything. He's killing you with turnovers.
And then. Then what happens when Winston comes out and throws two pick sixes? Got to go to Taysom Hill?
Yeah, I'm running the gadget stuff.
Run the Wildcat with Kamara. I'll take that instead.
Yeah.
Up next, opening numbers for Week 13 of the NFL. Teams in this spot are 19-5 ATS on the season. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Cyber offer Monday, become a VSiN Pro annual subscriber, receive a $30 credit at the VSiN store. Great holiday gift, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Here we go, opening numbers for week 13 in the NFL. They have been up now for a healthy 12 hours or more. The Thursday night game that we get, big one, AFC East, Buffalo at New England, and the Bills are laying 5.5 points at the Patriots. I'm still recovering from my loss on New England on Thanksgiving night when I had +3. That was one of the dumbest games, as I tweeted out that night, I've ever seen from a Bill Belichick coach team.
Yep. The penalty on roughing the punter.
Oh, my God.
For the first time since 2010, they gave up a kickoff return. And then the ridiculous call with Henry. Offense looked great. I mean, finally, Mac looked awesome. And,
right.
And the weapons that they have, and they finally get something going in the first quarter, which hurt my feelings. But, But this is going to be tough for them to make the playoffs now. You haven't played the Bills yet. The tough game. You know what happened in the playoffs? They got destroyed by Buffalo. They get this one at home. But certainly they're up against it to make the playoffs and good sweat. The win total, 8.5.
I thought the Henry thing was going to take 30 seconds.
It's ridiculous.
Touchdown, good.
Once he extends it over the goal line, that's it.
That's it. He's in.
And the exact same play happened earlier this year with Kelsey.
Yes, it was
called a touchdown.
Yep.
Terrible NFL.
It's so awful. I mean, what are we doing here, folks? Minnesota, so then the winners of that game, they now have to turn around and face the Jets. This opened up actually 3.5 at one spot. Vikings down to 3.
It's a lot of respect for the Jets.
If Minnesota was laying 2.5 or 3 to the Patriots, another laying the same number to the Jets, and I see what you're saying there. However, the Vikings defense has been, whew, boy.
Yep, it has been.
Not great.
Well, we'll see if Mike White's for real and the Vikings with a big rest advantage. See
what do you
if
think
that comes into play?
How does Kirk Cousins do against this defense? They were fine against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
They did well. I thought it was going to be a nightmare for him in that game offensively, and it was not. And now they get a really good Jets defense. They're laying that many points.
Yeah, I think the Vikings win and cover. Yep.
Okay. Do you want Denver at any price?
No. Every game has gone under but one. They can't put the totals low enough. They put up, 35, and it still stayed under.
Sure. I honestly don't. I wanted to bet the Ravens last night, 7. I missed it. It's now 8. I don't think I would take the Broncos +10.5.
They should bury them. They blew that game Sunday,
And again, I cannot believe settling for field goals and the silly turnover late, and then they can't stop Lawrence in the fourth quarter. But this is,
yep.
I mean, the infighting, you might have a new coach. It's just, they don't want to be there.
It looks like that, yeah.
And at some point, the defense is going to give up. I give them full marks for going out there and playing hard every week. But the infighting, the defense just knowing, I mean, we got to hold the team to 16, 17 points, and it's still not good enough.
Right. Paulie, it looks like they hate Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that too.
I think they really do. Titans at the Eagles, Phillies lane 6.
Good game.
So they were just lane 6.5 last night. They were fortunate to cover against Green Bay. Eagles defense, really, I mean, showing some problems again. Titans, in theory here, should be able to run the football on Philadelphia, no problem.
Yeah.
And can Phillies, well, I don't think Philly's going to be able to run the ball. Well, it's not going to be like last night, for sure. I mean, let's get that out of your head for a second. So Hurts is not going to beat him in the air, which he certainly can do. I look at the Titans plus 6 there.
Okay.
After losing at home yesterday to the Bengals.
All right.
The Browns are laying, this was 6.5 or 7 at the Texans. What do you know here with Deshaun Watson? Well, how does anybody know anything?
I don't want the Texans.
No, neither
do I.
I
don't want any part of them.
Nope.
I mean, it was so bad. Misleading score. McDaniel almost, I mean, he pulled two or two early. Yeah, that's 30-0, and then it's 30-15, and Houston has the ball.
Yeah.
But putting Thompson in early.
You know who I feel bad for? It's Jacoby Brissett.
Did a good job?
All time.
They liked him.
It wasn't his fault.
Got the game ball.
No.
Horrible job defensively all year by Cleveland.
And that's really alarming for the Buccaneers yesterday.
Yep.
The Commanders are lane 2 now at the Giants.
Look at this. Giants in serious jeopardy of missing the playoffs.
That could happen.
You go Washington, Giants, and Seattle. One of them's going to be out. And remember, Seattle beat the Giants already this year. So with their schedule coming up, and now this kooky schedule where they play twice in 3 weeks, which I hate, laying on the road, this Heineke, what a story. Just cash his tickets. Just wins game somehow. I mean, they got the big interception late, but what a story.
Trying to figure out if this is maybe an overreaction to what took place again this week. But the Commanders, you're right. They keep winning games. I love the way they're playing defensively right now. I think they're going to, you know, cause trouble and havoc the entire time against the Giants. I don't like betting road teams, laying this. I don't know. Maybe here I'm okay with that.
All right. I'll see the injury report. Yep. Giants were banged up Thursday.
Packers 2.5 at the Bears. If it's Jordan Love, what do you want to do in the game?
I'll take Love against Simeon.
So would I.
Yeah, I'll still take Love. Looked good when he was in there. Yeah. But that's a stay away, and I'm not even going to watch that game.
Rodgers said post-game last night that he had trouble breathing. He's probably going to take Wednesday off this week. But if everything comes back okay today, he's playing. He's not going to tap out, he said.
Yeah, but it's over. He said if we're still in it, I want to play. You're not in it. It's over.
Well, I think mathematically they can still get in.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Jaguar. So this number was all over the board last night. Jacksonville at Detroit. It was either Detroit 2 or it was a pick 'em. As you're watching the show right now, looking at the screen, if you are watching, it is -1 for the Lions. That Lions defense.
They had it. They were right there. Oh.
Yep.
Clock management issues, time issues, but right there put a scare into Buffalo and everyone in Survivor.
As has been the case all year long, would you not look at the over here? I think it opened up 51.5.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, because the Lions now getting guys back on offense. You saw what the skilled guys can do again.
Right.
Offensive line is getting healthier.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a horrible job by the league. And why Dallas is in prime time here again against the Colts, which figures to be a dog matchup. And the Colts, there are too many important games that should be in prime time. I mean, how about this Philly-Tennessee game's huge. The Miami game is huge. Late games are fantastic, important. But Miami-San Francisco, that's a monster game.
Yeah. This opened up 4. Now 3.5.
8-0 with Tua. When he plays the whole, but when he plays, doesn't get hurt. 8-0 now. It's a scary offense. This will be a great test again for the 40. Remember, Mahomes threw it all over the field on him.
Yep. I saw this dip down to 3 -120 for the Niners at a couple spots last night. I really wanted 4 with Miami.
Okay.
I missed that. I'm definitely pondering 3.5 with the Dolphins here.
That's a great game. And it comes down to good Jimmy or bad Jimmy, right? But they should move it against Miami. No doubt.
I think so. Steelers at the Falcons. Falcons are laying 1.5. Steelers playing tonight. Seahawks 4.5 at the Rams. This ticked up to 5 last night at another spot.
Well, come on. How do they not bury him? The Rams hung in there defensively.
They did.
But they're on the field for so many plays, and now it's, I mean, another guy's hurt.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the case where defensively it's going to be tough for the Seahawks, but and against this defense, can the Rams do anything?
The Rams shouldn't be able to score.
Yeah, but the Seahawks defense is so bad.
Yeah. Well, it's a whole different ballgame. The Raiders have weapons. Come on.
Oh, no, I know this. I know.
Right.
The Chargers, but let me ask you this. If the Rams get to 17, do the Seahawks cover?
I think 20 is the magic number in that game. Okay. Right. Right.
Chargers 2.5 at the Raiders.
Huge.
That number makes sense to you?
Yeah. Well, you got to get healthy. I mean, so many injuries here with the Chargers, and defensively, they can't stop anything. But they won the week one game. It was ugly, but it's set up here with their schedule. They should get to 10 wins and make the playoffs. But suddenly the Raiders, I could see a winning streak coming up here.
I think the wrong team's favored here.
Yeah. Oh, it's at home. Then they go to L.A. and play the Rams next week on Thursday. Yep. There's a winning streak in play here for the Raiders.
Absolutely it is.
Okay.
I like what Michael said 20 minutes ago. They haven't given up on the season. Not at all have they given up. And they have the talent here. Imagine what could have been for the Raiders this year.
No kidding.
Chiefs 2.5 at the Bengals. This was ping-ponging back and forth between 2.5 and 3 last night, sitting at 2.5 right now.
I want Mahomes. Again, the guy's had this ridiculous winning streak and record in November and December. It is double revenge for Kansas City. Goal! Oh. We got one. Who is it?
It's Donna.
Donna? Hello.
That's no good. I had no goal for 36
minutes. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was on fire for the whole tournament.
Ghana and South Korea. Ghana on the board. Well, we'll see if VAR gets involved. But
Let's hope so. The total was 2, by the way. And this is the 24th minute that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Chiefs at... Okay, so there you go. 2.5. You said you like KC.
You don't? Good game. Intriguing game.
No, I don't know. I think it's a pass, or I look at the Bengals plus 3.
Big win. Gutty win. Gutty win for Cincinnati. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was really good. Yep. Colts at the Cowboys. Cowboys 9. And then I missed like 3 games I wanted last night. Saints at the Buccaneers. I wanted Saints 6.5. It lasted for like 5 seconds. I missed it. It's now 5.5 or 6. I think the Saints can cover this game. I think they can win it outright.
Total's too high.
That's what I feel as well.
Can't be too,
in a Buccaneers game.
Yeah. Remember the first game? It's 3-3 in a fourth quarter.
That game, if what Kamara fumbled, if that doesn't happen, they're going to score. It's like 6-3. That's the final.
Mm-hmm.
And then all hell broke loose after that, and guys are getting kicked out. Up next.
Good schedule.
A bunch of good games. Good, the bad, and the ugly from the holiday weekend. Win totals that came down to the final play. And what some are calling the worst beat they've ever suffered. Coming up here on Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Your next win is brewing. Play free fantasy football and basketball with draft time matchups presented by Miller Lite. Draft wins in 13 contests and compete for your share of $40,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/MillerLite to get in on the action. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling. 21 over only. DraftKings.com for details. Celebrate responsibly.
The good.
Pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
The bad.
I've had it with this dump.
Got no food.
Got no jobs.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
And the ugly.
First of all, that's horrible.
Well, that was the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
Gotta be Harbaugh in Michigan. All this talk about the soft non-conference and who have they played, yada, yada, yada. But going back again, I would have fired him. Dead wrong. Horrible call. Because he couldn't compete. Forget about beat. Couldn't compete against Ohio State. Was losing to Michigan State. Was losing every big game. Won 2 games in the pandemic year. One of them in overtime to Rutgers. Since then, 24-2. Great job. Going back to the playoff. First win at the Shoe since 2000. Okay, so we were physical and beat you up last year running the ball, right? Well, we come on. Now we're throwing. 530 yards. Great coaching job by Harbaugh and Michigan. And he's done it again. Great job. And the takeout day, incredible. Tulane, 60-1 to win the American Athletic in some spots before the season. They host the title game at home on Saturday. Troy, 10-2 in the title game. They get it at home in the Sun Belt. 9 wins in a row. Back
back-to-back years coming in. They won five games. Five. And thanks to Phil Steele for a terrific write-up that put me on Troy to win the Sun Belt before the season started. How college football is so good and intriguing. Streaks that ended over the weekend. Cincy had won 32 in a row at home. Clemson had won 40 in a row. And Ohio State had won 29 straight conference games at home. All gone. Up in smoke.
My good. Yeah, I mean, college football on Shakedown Saturdays like that. Again, there's nothing better than that. The Big Ten West with their hires. Matt Rhule to Nebraska. Terrific job program. I would say, though, 8 years? Eight? Whew, boy.
Man.
A little strong there. And as somebody from the state of Wisconsin, I could not believe they landed Luke Fickell.
What a move.
That's a tremendous hire for Wisconsin.
Yep.
And I know some people are going to say, but that's a small town mentality. You got to stick with Jim Leonard. No, you don't. You don't have to give that guy a chance.
How's that your opinion? How can someone have that opinion?
You want to know why? They keep their doors open still.
Yeah.
And they don't lock their car doors at night. And they live with 49 people in their town.
Yeah.
You won six games.
Yeah. You lost to Minnesota again.
Yeah.
The other thing, if Cincinnati doesn't make the playoff last year, he either gets the Notre Dame, you could have his pick.
Sure.
Oklahoma, Notre Dame, or USC job.
Yeah.
He'd have been the Notre Dame coach.
I was very surprised and enthused to actually land that guy as one of the head coaches there. Okay, Mike White, we talked about him earlier. Of course, he deserved it. Overall, 22 of 28 for 315, three touchdowns. Did you know his rating yesterday was 149.3? That just looked different than anything that we've seen from Zach Wilson. And again, it's okay to admit that you're wrong. I know that people in the front office like that, they can have massive egos. We took him number two overall. He's got to be our guy. We can't admit this. Yeah, you can. Because the Jets, you can do damage in the playoffs this year if you have a, you know, serviceable quarterback. And this guy is clearly an upgrade over Zach Wilson. Small sample size, I don't care. And felt pretty good yesterday. I had no action in this game for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
29-37 for 321, three touchdowns. People are calling it his breakout game. Was it? I don't know. I mean, that we'll have to find out. Maybe we'll look back in 2 years and say, you know, remember that Ravens game when they came back and they won it? That was Trevor Lawrence. But he was awesome. He made all the throws when he had to. However, there was this, and it leads me to my bad, which was the officials allowing the Marvin Jones touchdown to stand in the game. Again, I had no action on the game. You looked at the replay over and over and over again. They're talking about the shin, and was it down? Folks, his hip and the buttocks was out of bounds. Do we have another goal?
Yeah,
it's 2-0 Ghana.
Ghana again.
Oh, mamma mia. The
Jeez.
Total was two.
Yeah.
Thing's going to fly over. That's bad. Another add that to my bad. But anyway, how do you look at that many times and not determine that, like, his right side of his body is out of bounds? That should not have been a catch. Also, Chiefs-Rams over the total. 41.5. 42. It doesn't get there. It lands 36. However, the Chiefs' possessions in this game, deep inside the Rams' territory. First and goal at the 9, they got a field goal. First and 10 at the Rams' 22, field goal. First and goal at the 3, 7 points. First and goal at the 4, INT. First and goal at the 9, 3 points. First and goal at the 8, 3 points. You were getting your mail inside the 10-yard line, essentially, the entire game, and you came away with that number of points?
How about that?
I was stunned.
Yeah, missed that for bad for the books, too. From 10 up to 16 and 45.5 down to 41.5.
I don't know how it didn't go over.
Yeah.
And then Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers. I'm not going to be the dead horse here today.
Yeah.
But how conservative you got, man, in that game. That's on you. That is on you for blowing that game. And overall with the offense, 14 seconds off the clock to put the game away. Awful job by that team yesterday.
Yep. Well, it's a great move by getting Fickell. But Wisconsin, the program was headed down in a horrible direction. Fewest wins since 2000.
Yep.
They won 14 in a row against Minnesota from 04 to 2017. They lost back-to-back years to Minnesota for the first time since 93-94. And do something with creativity with the offense. It's a joke. The other bad. It's college football and the NFL. The injury news and reports, this has got to end. You can throw, the NBA's done it for years, we know that. But you can't, the quarterback for Cincinnati, oh, by the way, before the game, biggest game of the year, he's out for the year? You get that news and Tulane goes off the favorite?
Yep.
And how it affects the total? The Simeon business? The Josh Allen business? You need to. I need to know who's playing 20 minutes before the game. This is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Don't have your hand out. Oh, give me all that sportsbook money. Come on, give it. This can't go on.
Totally
it's legalized
agree.
Sports betting. You can't tell me. You can't lie to reporters. Simeon's out. Oh, there he is to start. The Josh Allen stuff. Big move on the Vikings. An hour and a half before the game. Oh, there he is. Josh Allen out there. Ugly. Colorado. Lost 63-21. Yards, 661-185. At one point, yards. Utah, 379-18. First downs were 20-1. Rushing yards, 145 to minus 8. Good luck finding somebody.
Primetime?
Oh, my God. Colorado. Ugly.
DeJuan going to take the job?
No chance. And Oregon and Dan Lanning. You blow a 21-point lead in the second half. You were right there for the Pac-12 title game. You were still in the mix because Oregon would have blocked Alabama and likely Ohio State because they were 10th coming into the game if you win the Pac-12.
Does he still play this? Does he play it out like that on the field? Have they not lost to Washington?
I don't know. Good question.
Last three possessions, they turn it over on downs.
I know. Yeah.
Deep inside their own territory in one of them.
Oregon State completed 6 passes. They were -3 in the turnover battle. Down 21, and they won the game.
Yeah.
It can't happen. Cannot happen.
Yep.
It's my ugly.
Okay, so this is as bad as it gets with a beat.
Oh, boy.
The Utah State game. And I will relay this from Brad Powers, who comes on this show and this network quite often. He tweeted out when it was all over with, for those who missed it, 90 seconds left. Utah State had the ball. Think about this, folks. They had the ball at the Boise 11-yard line, a chance to win the game outright as a 17-point dog. They did not cover the spread. INT led to a 91-yard touchdown run for Boise and then a pick six for the icing on the cake. They lost by 19. He called it the worst beat he's ever suffered. No exaggeration. He was involved in the Belk Bowl.
Yep.
That was the Duke Cincinnati fiasco from years ago.
Yep.
The Saints, last three possessions, and I did not have the Saints. If you did, I can't imagine how you were feeling yesterday watching this game. Last three possessions, first and 10 at the San Francisco 30, 0 points. First and 10 at the Niners 19, 0 points. First and goal at the Niners 4-yard line, 0 points. That's how they were shut out, and that's how they did not cover whatever number you got in the game. Nothing on the board yesterday. It was just time and time again, over and over and over, with a chance to score late in the fourth quarter, and nope. And that's a team right now, Paulie, the 49ers, playing with some pride. You know, when you get a streak going like that, they're not going to want to. It's been 5 straight games where they have not allowed a single point in the second half.
Yeah.
They don't want that to snap.
That's what Peter King wrote today, yeah. Wow, that is nuts.
Yeah, yep. And just the Broncos yet again with the ugly. It's as bad as it gets right now.
It's so sad because the defense is the defense is second in the league for points allowed.
The body language
it's
on
wasted.
This team.
It's completely wasted.
This is we're approaching. In fact, we might be there. They may, you know what? They may have maybe have surpassed this. The worst body language I've ever seen in my life on a football field was Jay Cutler. I think the Broncos overall as a team might be worse than he was as an individual.
Yep.
And that's my ugly.
There you go. Incredible weekend action. Incredible.
Well, I didn't want it to end.
No. It was good.
It was a great 4 days.
Thanksgiving, fantastic. The game's all close.
I loved how you could wake up. I was up at 2:30 on Thanksgiving.
Watching soccer,
watching the World Cup.
Had the soccer on. This is great, the 2 a.m. This is it, the last early start here. But now it gets crazy. Tuesday through Friday, we're qualifying.
And we will discuss World Cup props coming up next. This prop is 21-7 so far in the tournament. And scenarios for USA to advance next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Calling all soccer fans, lace up your cleats. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, they're stepping their game up. Over 700 different ways to bet every World Cup match. Check out Bet Rivers. Get a free $10 bet when you place a wager of at least $25. All the odds, lines, and boost. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. One final already. This one hurt us and Nigel. Serbia blew a two-goal second-half lead. And had a draw against Cameroon, 3-3. Draw plus 260. Both teams to score in both halves at Bet Rivers paid 20-1. That comes in. And Ghana leads South Korea 2-0 in the first half. Total was 2. Ghana was plus 210 to win. Ghana to score first and win was plus 250. Great props.
Yeah, the total was 2. Under was even money, plus 105, plus 10. And I will say this, I mean, coming into today's action, of the 28 matches that we had, 22 of them had 3 goals or fewer. 6 had more than 3 goals. And we saw that 3-3 affair earlier, like you said, with Serbia. And now you're seeing Ghana with 2 out of the gates here early on against South Korea.
God, that was a killer. How do you blow a 2-goal second-half lead by Serbia? Bad job. No goal in the first 30 was 21-7 coming in. But it's 0-2 today. So that prop is widely available and up at numerous books,
well,
too.
It depends on the matchups, too,
who's
playing. For example, in this match today, Ghana and Korea, with it being a total of 2, I believe it was the first 36 minutes. And they went to VAR, actually, and they determined that the goal around the 23rd minute, I believe, was legit and it counted. So I bet that, and that's a loser today. But it's been on fire, and I bet it on in a lot of those spots.
Before the tournament? How many matches over 2.5 goals? It was 26. We've had 10 so far. And BTTS has happened 12 times, both teams to score. I have one red card for the whole tournament, one. Okay. It was 8.5.
Yep.
Then we already mentioned the nil-nil flew over. It's already gone over for the tournament. I have 8 draws so far. It was, now it's 9. 9 draws so far. It was 14.5, the prop. And all teams to score plus 230. That's in jeopardy. Mexico hasn't scored yet. They can still advance.
How about that?
That is crazy, that scenario coming up. What they've taken on with Argentina, Poland, Mexico there. What could happen? And go. That's a great wild scenario there. Bizarre.
that if Mexico wins 2-0 and Poland loses 2-0, it'll come down to yellow cards to who advances and qualifies.
You got to love the tie-breaking system, right?
Oh, God.
And this is how the U.S. can advance. They will qualify for the final 16 for the third time in the last four World Cups with a win. It's that simple. An England win over Wales would put the Three Lions first on 7 points with the U.S. in behind five. Wales would need to win by a huge margin, at least by 3 goals to overcome the goal differential compared to the U.S.
Iran's in with a draw.
Yep.
They might park the bus on us.
Yep. So that's going to be... Yep. There's a back and forth here, and I did this with at least two different people with the total of 2.5 tomorrow.
Okay.
One person said it can open up way too many ways for that to stay under, and they could see goals because if the U.S. gets one early, right, because they have to come out there and be aggressive and go for the win. If they get one, well, that's going to completely change how Iran's going to want to attack. They're going to have to then be super aggressive and open it up to try to get one there because they are going to be super happy with the draw, obviously. And then maybe that will create other opportunities.
Well,
other people have said exactly what you just pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be so tight, play as many guys as possible on the back line, and just completely park the bus all day long if they can.
I played first half under one minus 140 in this match.
Okay.
And we only have one goal so far. Great performance against England. But then the Wales match could come back to bite us and haunt us. That second half, they thoroughly outplayed them in the first half, and it should have been a 2-goal lead.
Well, that was a killer.
But that was, and they give up that goal with the ridiculous penalty. So if that's the difference between us not advancing, God.
Well, I also thought that from maybe like the 15th-minute mark on Friday against England, I thought it was quite clear who the best team was, and that was USA.
Yeah. Yeah,
but also you can make the case and come back and say, well, England was going to be happy with a draw there. So maybe that's fine. But for most of that match, it popped off the screen. Again, USA was, and this team is, they're really, really young, as you probably know. In 2026, a chance to be like really, really good and make a super deep run at that time. I'd like to see it this year, as most of you would as well. But it's not going to be easy tomorrow, man. That is not going to be an easy...
Tomorrow's crazy. Yep. I tell you what, if you can find a goal, lay a goal and a half with Netherlands, I would unleash hell. Because I think they bury Qatar. Because they need to win, and then you get in a goal differential too.
Mm-hmm.
With the goal differential, they win the group. And then you win the group, you could get a USA or whoever the group B runner-up
is. That's right, yeah.
So if it's Iran or somebody like that, so very important that Netherlands puts it on Qatar. And I think they will bury him if he can lay a goal and a half. It's two in most spots. Any thoughts on what's coming up still left? Brazil and Switzerland and the injury to Neymar and what he's worth.
I would take, I think it's gone by now. But if you can find maybe the Swiss plus a goal and a half in this game before it starts, I think that'd be something I would consider.
Four of the last five, Brazil has won exactly 2-0. Four matches under in a row, under 2.5 as cash.
I mean, they are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I will tell you, I was watching the game with a couple of bookmakers here in Las Vegas on Friday. And one of them, very, very good on soccer. And he bet Brazil at plus 450 a couple of times before the tournament started. And he is convinced that without Neymar, there is basically, I mean, there's going to be a drop-off a little bit because he's so good. But he thinks Brazil, overall, their depth, he told me that the guys on the bench, if they were a separate team in this tournament, they could make a deep run.
Really?
He loves this Brazil team.
All right. Interesting. We'll talk to our soccer guest coming up about what he means and how important that is, at least in the group stage. You'll get him back. Great props. Brazil to win to nil. And nil-nil match. What nil-nil's 11-1. Brazil to score on a penalty, plus 350. No own goal yet, right? Still haven't had an own goal? That's 11-1.
Top of my head, I'm unsure.
And then own goal and a penalty, 35-1. And to win from a first to win, and you also have to win from a goal behind. Brazil 9-1. And Switzerland's 28-1 if they fall behind.
I tell you this.
Great props.
The French side, the reigning champs from 2018, I know they have the injuries. They look awesome.
Yeah.
They look so good right now. And it was nice to see Messi score a goal and Argentina win that match because we have them on a futured bet as well. I don't know how far Argentina is going to go, though. I'm not so sure how they really stack up against some of these other juggernauts.
I think it'll be fine. That's a nice win.
So based on what you said about the Netherlands, did you also, did you take a little slice on them at like 12-1? Because of this could break and who they could be facing now after the
qualifying. I had them before, but that guy, don't be a moron, put more on it.
Yeah.
They're going to get a favorable draw. Portugal and Uruguay coming up, the late match. Portugal $1.05, 2.5 the total, significantly juiced to the under, -155. Both teams to score has cashed 5 in a row with Portugal. Uruguay has lost one of their last 12 in the group stage. They had the 0-0 draw already.
Well, here's the angle.
I mean, this is crazy here. But you got to worry about the PK business. And then,
do you see a number
on
that?
Ronaldo. It is, where is it? Who do you want? Portugal?
I want Portugal, yes.
Penalty period or to score?
Yes, to get a penalty.
Plus 350. Uruguay's plus 550.
Mm.
Own goal 11-1. Own goal and a penalty 40-1. To win the nil plus 220. To win the nil plus 550. To win both halves, Portugal 5-1, Uruguay 16-1. To win from down a goal, Portugal 10-1, Uruguay 18-1.
Don't you think the angle here is just to bet Portugal to get the penalty again?
Yeah.
I mean, that call for Ronaldo...
Ridiculous.
...was absurd.
Ridiculous.
It was that... Oh.
It was bad. No doubt about it. No consistency.
But that's the thing, right? How do you capitalize on that? We'll just bet matches where he's involved and assume that he's going to get another one.
I forget what day it was when we were off the air. The Canada thing was ridiculous, too.
Oh, my God.
Canada-Belgium, was it?
Terrible.
And it's just they're making it up as they go.
Yep.
What the hell is a penalty? Yep. It's all over the place. What's not? I mean, you see a mugging and there's no call.
Yep. Time now for the pro tip of the hour, available for subscribers at vsin.com. Okay. Well, we can do it. We can do it on the fly here. It's starting tomorrow, Paulie. Things change now.
Yes.
And
open up.
You need to know the scenarios here for these teams to advance.
Oh, and they're crazy.
And it could open up a lot more. So it's been tight, a lot of lower scoring games, as it usually goes in the qualifying round. Tomorrow changes things. So be aware of that. That's the pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Up next, something happened twice yesterday for the first time in the history of the NFL, and it was refreshing. We'll tell you what it was coming up. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey,
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.